Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Lord, we give you praise. We worship you. Blessed be your name, Labrandia Kabashobraharia. Jo Brada Bashanda Bagadia Kabaradabush. Just pray in the spirit, everyone. Pray in the spirit. La bagadabaya kabaladabu shababaya. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray. Lift your voices and pray. Pray, pray. Libra handa shaba baba baya. God of creation, there at the start. Before the beginning of time, with no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and flashed out the wonder of light. Alabashuka balarabaya. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. The planets fall. If the stars were meant to worship, so will I. I can see your hand and everything you made. Every morning star, a signifier of grace. Creation sings your praises, so will I. Rabakushapaya, God of a promise, you don't speak in vain, the syllable empty your voice. Once you have spoken, all nature and science follow the sound of your voice. And as you speak, 100 billions creatures cut the bread. Evolving in pursuit of what you've said. Nature's so blind. I can see your hand in everything you say. Every painted sky, a canvas of your grace. If creation still obeys you so loud. Shaba karaba baba labra nukobu shubragadabaya. Shaba kabarada baba baba baya. God of salvation, you chased down my heart through all of my failure and pride. Labragaba subragabaya. On a hill you created the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. And as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear. Where you lost your life, so I could find it here. If you left the grave behind you so blind, can see you had in everything you made. If creation still obeys you so blind, lift your hands. Thank you, Father. Now unto the Lamb who reigns on high, we raise a sound. We raise a sound. For you are God, the God alone. Hallelujah. Now on to, now on to the Lamb upon the throne. We raise a sound.
We raise a sound.
We raise a sound.
We raise.
For you are God,
for you are God, and God alone.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Oh,
worthy is the Lion. Worthy is the Son of God.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Oh,
worthy is the Lion.
I believe, yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. You are the Son of God. I believe, yes, Lord,
I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. Yes,
I believe,
I believe,
yes, Lord,
yes, Lord, I believe,
yes, Lord,
yes, Lord, I believe, you're the Son of God.
Father, we thank you for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's be seated. You know, as you grow in the faith, one of the things you must learn to do is to ignore how anybody feels about your worship. The Bible said, Jesus in John 4, he said to the woman by the well, he said, you worship who you do not know. He said, you worship who you do not know. He said, but we, a time will come that worship should be done not on mountains nor in a particular location, but it is to be done anywhere in spirit and in truth. So when you see people who are mindless in worship, they are not aware of who they are worshiping. What makes worship effective is that you understand what you are saying. You are not just singing it, but you understand what you are saying. That is why when you are in church, sometimes you see us, we cause you to press even beyond your tiredness. When I came, I could perceive you've been standing for a while, yet I said, pray in the spirit. Because it is not about how you feel, it's about what God wants to achieve tonight. Amen. Church goes beyond all of those weariness. You know, you feel tired, you want to sit, you know, all of those things. Church goes beyond those things. If the Holy Ghost, for instance, does not cause your heart, you know, till your heart through spiritual songs and prayers, when the Word of God comes, it will hardly be effective. You know, the Bible says some seed fell on what? Rocky ground. Speaks about different ground. So whenever we worship God and pray, we're trying to make sure that our hearts are what? Prepared to receive God. Because sometimes we're distracted. We're coming from a lot of things. Coming from a lot of problems. Coming from probably a fight, a quarrel. And some things that happened in our past and we're just gathered. So if somebody is not discerning as a the person leading the prayer, if he was not discerning, he wouldn't lead the prayer in a way that God will till your heart, you know. Or if the person singing is not aligned, he will not sing songs in a way God will what? Till your heart. And it's beyond knowing how to sing. You know, there's a difference between knowing how to sing and how to worship. There are two different things. Amen? You can know how to sing and not know how to worship. Because worship is in spirit and in what? Truth. In the original, spirit and truth are not two different things. All right, just like one time I heard someone trying to differentiate between grace and truth. Are we together?
Yes,
are you in church?
Yes,
don't mind me if I'm not shouting. This is how I preach. Sometimes I shout, sometimes I don't shout. But just listen, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, so the person was trying to explain the difference between grace and truth in John 1. And it's not like he's a bad person, but it's just a mix-up. All right, because of the and there. So we try to bring the laws of English language into the interpretation. And, you know, it's not his fault. The Bible actually says grace and truth came through Jesus. So literally speaking and it, and literally interpreting it, you may think grace and truth are what? Two different things. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Literally speaking. But if you look at the Bible critically, like I said, you don't study the Bible. I said one time that if we study our books in school, I hope nobody is speaking here. Is sleeping here, sorry. Huh? You are sure? Because if you are sleeping by 10:32, there's a problem. You should have just gone home. Hallelujah to Jesus. Yeah, and you can literally see that's an attack. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because this is 10:32. And if you are not in church, I'm very sure you will not be sleeping. Isn't it? Why are you people dull? Isn't it?
Yes, sir!
It's as if this is a burial service. Sometimes when, you know, if you are quiet too much in church, you are not hearing the word. If you are actually hearing, you will be responding to the word. Newton third law of motion. Let's quote it together. One, two, go. Some people are not quoting this thing. Seems they don't know it. I told you how in 200 level I was writing an exam in physics. And there was this dear lady that asked me a question. She said, Pastor, what is Newton's third law of motion? And she called me Pastor. She wants me to cheat in an exam. So I looked at her. I put my head back. So I started calculating. If I don't reply, she will say this pastor is wicked. She will now even be telling people that I'm a wicked person. Blah, blah, blah. And I had to say, but let me stand for the righteousness of God. You know. And yes, I wanted to stay. She now still shouted, Pastor, please help me. I said, God. You know, like the woman with the issue of blood, how she wanted help. She was a Jesus, son of David. I mean, the man, the blind Bartimaeus. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. That's how she was sounding. Pastor, please help me, please. So I looked at her in mercy. And I said, Newton taught law of motion. Me told her the sun, my bread. Newton taught law of motion. She said, yes, Pastor. I said, dear Jesus. And I did like this. You know what that means? Do you understand? For every action, there's an equal and opposite. I thought you remember. I don't get what you're saying. So I said, action. You know, if I was a worthy person, I would say, do me, I do you. You know? That's what it means. And she got the answer. It's a long time ago. I repented. I felt like if I didn't tell her, she would castigate me. So I had to tell her. But after that time, I realized that it's not supposed to be like that. You know, I had a friend that told me one time. I said, thank God I wrote YI before I became born again. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, so I would have not cheated. I said, yeah, you would have not cheated. I said, thank God. I'm not sure this my head can write YI. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I've seen some people that after they become born again, they now want to go back and write YEC. Have you seen people like that? they go back to right work. They are doing a restitution. You know what that means? They want to pay for their sin. It's funny. Logically speaking, it's even stupid. You cannot pay for your sin. Some of you, the sin you have seen, how do you undo the sin? Is there a way? Huh? There are certain sins that you cannot undo. Let me give you an instance. For instance, imagine you stole meat from a pot and you ate the meat. How do you undo that sin? What will you do? You buy goat and go and give your mom? Say, I stole your meat one day and this is it. Have mercy on me, mommy. You'll be shocked. Your mom will say, I know. Hallelujah to Jesus. But that's not the same meat, even if you are bringing goat. We want that same goat that you stole. So how on earth you go and resurrect that goat? We don't care. But it's restitution. Go and look for that goat. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So it's funny. Nobody can really do restitution. Jesus has forgiven our sins and our iniquities. He remembers them not. Are we together? So cheer up. Tell somebody, cheer up. I was talking about grace and truth, how that the person was mixing it up. And truly speaking, English is the reason why the person mixed it up. There is no difference between grace and truth. Grace is truth. Truth is grace. Are we together? Please follow me carefully. Alright? The word in... can we see it in John? John? Let me even use my concordance. Today is Vision Sunday, alright? So some sort in the teaching, I'll elaborate a little bit on certain things. Media, you know that part of scriptures, isn't it? John 1 what? Nobody knows in this church. That grace and truth came through Jesus. Huh? John 1 what? John 1 what? 14. For the law was given through who? But the Bible said grace and truth has come. Please be interested, all of you, right? Be interested. If you listen to the word of God today, you'll be changed. The Bible says when you hear the word, harden not your heart. You'll be changed. It's a promise. So just your own part is listen. I didn't say believe. I said what? Listen. It is your own choice to believe or not. But just give us a listening ear. Are we together? For the law was given by Moses. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. And I had said before that the Bible was not originally written in English. Are we together? It was firstly written, the Old Testament in Hebrew, the New Testament in Greek. In fact, it even passed through Latin and one other language before it came toward English. Are we together? Very important. So you see, Hebrew and Greek are picture languages, meaning they capture a lot of meaning with just a single word. You can say one word in Hebrew or Greek that means a sentence or a phrase in English. The synonym, you can't even find the synonym in English. A direct word that's a synonym in English. What you find is actually a phrase or a sentence. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? For instance, if we say dunamis. Now, what is a direct synonym in English for dunamis? Alright. What of eractus? What is a direct synonym in English? Alright. What of esousia? What's a direct synonym in English? So you see that we're using power, power, power. If we're looking for a word. But it doesn't make sense because they are not the same kind of power. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? So you have to now explain in English. For instance, when we say dunamis, you now said power for this. When you say exousia, you say power for this. When you say eractus, you say power for this. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? So there's no direct what? Synonym in English from the Greek or the Hebrew. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? For instance, if you say yada in Hebrew, it is knowledge in English. If you say idol, it is knowledge. If you say ginosko in Greek, it is still what? Knowledge. But you have to elaborate in English. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Because there are different kind of what? Knowledge. Do you people understand what I'm trying to say? So when they were interpreting the Bible from Greek, Hebrew to English, some words they used there were mere assumptions. In the old KJV, they wrote those assumptions in italics, all right? And in the context, they told us that these words in italics are our assumptions. You can check the original word in Hebrew or Greek to get your own preferred meaning to that part of scripture. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? They were very sincere. Just that in the latest translations of the Bible, they didn't do all of those disciplines. Are we together? That doesn't mean that their writing is not right. Just that most times, if you truly want to understand something and you are not so, when you read it and you are not so pleased, you should go to the Greek, all right? To understand the true meaning. And of course, the Holy Spirit is the one that will help you. Not Greek and Hebrew words yet. If you have the Holy Spirit, He will lead you to the word you should even check that will bring a good meaning to you. Because if you want to check every Greek and Hebrew word, how far can you check? Do you get what I'm trying to explain to you? That is why chiefly who you need to understand scripture is the Holy Spirit. Are you people here tonight? So for this part of scripture, the word there that breaks this scripture and makes it make a lot of sense is the word and. Everybody say and. A-N-D. So surprising. The word and. Because while they were interpreting, they had to just put and there. But and there, in the original, is the word Kai. Everybody say Kai. Anytime I say this Kai, I always remember one joke in secondary school. I don't know if some of you had those jokes. It said the man was preaching, right? Something like that. We're preaching in church and the pastor, you know, they would just be joking and yabbing themselves. Say, you they preach, I'll be your father, they preach. They always use father. I don't know why. They don't use mothers. Father, they preach, and as they preach, one malam, try plug mango. Then your father said, open to the book of Malam Kai, which means Malachi. Hallelujah to Jesus. So the word there and is the word Kai, is spelled K-A-I in Greek. The interpretation, the pronunciation is Kahi. Alright? Unbelievable, isn't it? But that's how they pronounce it. In English, we would just say Kai. And also I would say Kai. But this said is Kahi. Are we together? And it works like a semicolon, more like a bridge between two things, right? Nobody stands on a bridge, isn't it? Have you seen somebody that is living on a bridge? You can't live on a bridge, else motor will kill you. Or people will kill you there. People that are trying to pass. Are we together? So it's like it works like a semicolon that connects two phrases together to make a sentence, to make a meaning. Alright? I said, that goat, that yellow goat, that's a phrase, isn't it? Then what's up with the yellow goat? Is there a yellow goat? No. It's just an example. That yellow goat. I stopped there. What happened to the yellow goat? That yellow goat is cute. Alright? Now it makes what? Even though it doesn't make sense. It's just an example. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? Because you are wondering, is there any yellow goat that is cute? Do you get what I'm trying to say? Or let's use something more close to us. So let's say Pastor Peter's bag. Somebody will be like, and so what? Pastor Peter's bag is full of money. Now it makes sense. Isn't it? Do you get what I'm trying to say? So now, according to this part of scripture now, for the law was given through what? Grace and... So, when I say, okay, let's try to put it now. Substitute. Grace. Here is what? It works like a word. So, grace does not make sense except truth comes inside. What we're trying to say is that People, you know, a lot of people think that, let me even add this, they think that when they say grace, they are trying to talk about God having pity on people. Alright? God having been emotional towards people. So they are like, whatever you do does not matter. Grace is speaking. Grace. They have a wrong interpretation of grace. Grace is truth. Are you listening to me? And truth is Jesus Christ. He said, I'm way, truth, and what? Jesus is truth. And Jesus is grace. So it's like calling him two different names. He is grace, he is truth. So according to this scripture, grace, which is truth. Because the interpretation in Greek, the semicolon now, the words that we use as a semicolon there could be which is. Another one is what? Even. Yes. Which is even. Are we together? Do you guys understand what I'm trying to say? Or I'm confusing you? Now, I'm not saying that and is a semicolon. I say it works like a what? Semicolon. So the direct interpretation in English for chi is which is or even. So we can say grace, even truth, which does not really enter like that very well. So we'll use which is. Grace, which is truth. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Does it make sense to you now? So Jesus is grace and he is what? Truth. So grace and truth are not two different things. Just like in John 4, worshiping God in spirit and in truth are not two different things. For the Lord is that spirit. And the spirit is Jesus Christ. And Jesus is truth. What Jesus is trying to tell us in the book of John is this, that worship in the spirit can only be done through truth. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Are you being confused? So nobody can worship God in the spirit with the wrong revelation of God's word. If your worship must be in the spirit, it must be by truth. Worship in the spirit is only by truth. In other words, if you are worshiping without truth, you are worshiping who you do not know, like that woman by the well. Jesus is trying to correct her and make her understand what worship is about. He said to her, you worship who you do not know. So it's like you cannot be worshiping God in the spirit just like that, with a wrong understanding. He's in the spirit. And the only way to access God in the spirit and worship is by truth. And that's why the Bible says we are the circumcision of God in Christ Jesus that qualify to worship God in the spirit. We are the circumcision in Christ, or we are circumcised in Christ Jesus to worship God in the spirit. So circumcision there is more like a protocol that we have passed through. In other words, if we're not circumcised in Christ, we are not qualified to worship God in the spirit. And who is Christ? He's truth. So when we understand the truth of God's word, it gives us the qualification to worship God in the spirit. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? That is why you can be saying things that are wrong and crying, yet you are not in the spirit. That doesn't mean God in his mercy will not show you favor. He will show you favor. Even before now, people that worship God wrongly, God came in for them. He gave them food. He gave them what to wear. He gave them shelter. Alright? That's why the focal point of Christianity is not what to eat, what to drink, where to live. Because before people even started living the real Christianity in the Old Testament, they had all these things from God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. That's why he told us in Matthew 6, he said, if you behave like that, you are like the pagans. He said, do not worry. Do not take a thought by saying, how shall these things be? Do not worry about them. He said, your father knows it all. But he said, seek first the kingdom. And every other good thing will be what? Added. Now, God is not trying to say, I don't want to give you all these things. You know, that's where some preachers are mixing it up now. They are saying, forget about all these things, riches, blah, blah, blah. God cannot give you. Christianity is about Christ. Yes, it's about Christ. Listen carefully. If anybody be in Christ, is a what? Seeking Christ is more like seeking the kingdom. Remember, he came with the government of the kingdom on his shoulders. And he said, take upon me my own yoke. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. The Bible said in Hebrew, in Isaiah 9, that he brought upon him the government of the kingdom. So he's saying, take upon you. You know, a yoke and a burden is always on your shoulders. According to Bible days. In the earliest days of Nigeria, I remember one time, when I say earliest days of Nigeria, some of you will not understand because you are 19 and 20. Some of us that have gone beyond those years, there was a time that Malams used to carry water on their shoulders and sell. How many of you saw those days? Huh? Esther, raise her hand. How many of you saw those days? Let me see your hands. I want to be very, very sure you saw them. What? You saw it? Really? Are you up to 25? Oh, you are fortunate to see it then. Hallelujah to Jesus. There was a time they were holding water like this and they would sell. You know, it's amazing. But there was a time. I know some of you will be surprised. Look at the Gen Z generation and they are looking at us. Right? When there's wheelbarrow and gallon, who will be carrying? What is wrong with those people? Okay. Do they know that there was a time somebody would leave somewhere like Sheraton now and go to Urukun to go and fetch water? Okay, they will not understand. Because now they have bowl in their houses. They'll just go and on this thing and mommy, the water is not rushing. There was a time people were living somewhere like Sheraton and they would go to like Urukun and carry water. That's why in an area everybody will know themselves. Because they are going to fresh water in the same place. They know their block. They know the room. Especially in the barracks. Everybody knows everybody in the barrack. Hallelujah to Jesus. There was a time like that. So there was a time people were selling water like this. Then they'll come and they'll put for you. You give them like 15 naira. And they'll be happy. I know you can't believe it. Because there's no one 15 naira biscuit again, isn't it? But there was a time like that. So Jesus, in the Bible days too, it was happening like that. They had people who would carry things on their shoulders. Jesus is like, drop your own wahala. It's not wahala. What is your wahala? What to eat? What to drink? Where to live? He said, drop it down. He said, come and take my own. He said, my own is easy and my burden is what? Light. Take my own. The Bible said in Hebrews 9 that he came with the government of the kingdom on his shoulders. That's his yoke and burden. So it's like if you seek first all you carry on your shoulders the burden of the kingdom, he said every other good thing will be what? Added to you. What is the burden of the kingdom? Knowing your place in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is the picture of the kingdom. As you become more conformed like Christ Jesus, you are allowing God's kingdom find expression through your life. Because the root word for kingdom is basileia in Greek. Everyone say basileia. It means God's sovereign authority, God's sovereign rulership over your life. All right? Now, God said in Hebrews, in Ephesians 3, verse 20, let's read it together, media. Let's read it together. Everybody want to go. Now to him. I want everybody to read, right? Want to go. Can we read it again? Want to go? How will it do it? So you see, God can only show his authority through me and you. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So when you are more conformed like Christ, that is how much you have given God the right to what? Show his authority through your life. Because Jesus said, now you've got all authority. Alright? Just like I have. He said, I've given you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? While Jesus was on the earth, it was through him God showed his authority. Now that Jesus is not on the earth, the Bible said, for as many that have believed in his name, to them he has given what? The right to be called what? Sons. So we have that right to show God's authority upon the face of the earth. God wants to show his power through our lives. He has a lot of power. But he can show this power through our lives. That is why Satan is haunting your life. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? That's why Satan wants you to be dead. He wants to steal from you. He wants to what? Destroy you. He doesn't want you to become that right man that God can through you show forth his power. That is why he comes through sin. Are you listening? And so the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 6:9, because it's about expressing God's kingdom, expressing God's authority, right? That's the reason for man, isn't it? But see what the devil is trying to cause. He said, do you not know that the unrighteous will not what? Inherit the kingdom. So you see, unrighteousness cannot allow God's authority and kingdom find expression through our lives. Then he goes further to explain all forms of unrighteousness. He said, neither what? Fornicators. Neither what? Idolaters. In other words, if you get too addicted to your phone, God cannot use you. Yes, that's idolaters. As I say fornication now, so we're like cool with themselves. But the Bible still says idolaters. What is idolatry? Something in your life that has more authority than God in your life. There are people that cannot do without their phones. And when you ask them, they say, Pastor, I study in my phone. I pray in my phone. I fast in my phone. There are some people that they are just waking up like this. Bam! It's Facebook on their bed. In fact, they will worship on Facebook. They will not see Sissy Winers. All the angels sing the Star Worship. Holy. At least they worship on the Facebook. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The Bible said there is no way because you are distracted. So God cannot find expression through your life. No what? Adulteress. We don't have that case yet. We don't have that because a lot of people are not married yet. But fornication means this, because this is our generation. I don't know if they know what fornication means. You know what fornication means? That you are not married and you are kissing somebody. I heard hey. Because I didn't say deeper, I just said kissing. They're like, hey, that's too serious. You are not married to somebody and you kiss the person. That's fornication. I'm hearing Nawao in the spirit. Nawao. Yes. That's fornication. You are not married to somebody and you are playing rough play. You know what rough play means? You sit down and they'll be massaging you. You are not married. Boyfriend, girlfriend. Baby, give me a massage. That's fornication. What? Prophet. What are you saying? I mean what I'm saying. Because fornication has a starting point and an ending point. It starts like a joke, but it now ends up as a reality. For everything there's a beginning and there's an end. Fornication has a beginning. What's the beginning of fornication? Rough play. I'm saying it because a lot of young people don't want to accept this reality. There are some people that think that if you say kissing is bad, you are old school. Even in Nigeria now, people are doing engagement. Engagement, too. They will kneel down, put the ring. When they put the ring, they will now hold the lady and they will kiss themselves. They have not married. They fornicated. Thank you. Some people don't like what I'm saying, but it's the truth. You know, many years ago, there's this lady, one of these wonderful universities. She used to be my friend. So she asked me a question. I was in BSU that time. She was in a relationship with this young man that has been cheating on her. While she was in that relationship, there's this nice guy that has been pestering her. So whenever he breaks her heart, she goes to the nice guy to repair the heart with the word of God. But she didn't know all this while that this nice guy actually likes her. But he never complained. He was just there, boom, like rock. She will go, they will break her heart. She will come back, he will counsel her heart and repair it. She will now go again. And he never told her to break out. He will just come tell her, it's well, pray about it. You preach for her, Allah go. You know, all these shy Christian boys. He didn't know what to do. I'm sure when he goes back home, he'll be like, Lord, please, save my wife in the future. And one day, the third time, the guy broke her heart. He had lied the first time. He cheated on her with her friend. The second time with her friend. The third time again, he cheated and she came. And this third time, he prepared a lot of tears. When she came and reported to this pastor, she went back and he came and he started crying. He cried. The person that broke her heart cried and told her he will never do it again. He cried. And she was hearing that he couldn't eat or something. He was just messed up, blah, blah, blah. And she came and told the young pastor, "This is what is happening. He does not eat. Hey, whoa, hey, whoa." The pastor did not still know what to say. But he knows that that boy is calm. He's Yahoo boy. He knows in his heart. And somehow, she now was privileged to speak to me. Nan came into the picture. One of her friends that knows me now introduced her to me. Like, "Just come out of this box. I don't know what is happening with this pastor. I wanted to talk to somebody else." And they messaged me. So we were talking on phone. It started by WhatsApp chat before she called. "Baba, this is the case. He has cheated on me twice." I started laughing. Oh. And the third time now he's crying. I said, "Can you call me, please?" She called. I said, "What's your name?" She said her name. I said, "Jesus heard Peter cried. When Peter cried, 'Master, I love you,' Jesus said, 'Get behind me, Satan.' Can you remember?" She said, "Yes, yes, I remember." I said, "Did Peter cry?" She said, "Yes." "What did Jesus say?" "Get behind me, Satan." I said, "So when somebody cries, it doesn't mean that Satan is not the one using him." Did you catch that? So young ladies, it doesn't matter how the person cries. Satan is moving somehow. Sometimes, you know, you can have bad character and cry when they talk to you. Do you know it's the devil that is moving? You talk to people wrongly, they now rebuke you. "Why are you talking to him like that? You're nothing for me." That's a devil. That's not tears from the spirit. It is tears from hell. And if you are fortunate to have a father like me, I will say, when you are done crying, kneel down and raise your hand up. Because that's the devil. Are you listening to me? Very important. And I told her, and I jokingly said, I said, who is that pastor? What was his name? She now called the name. I said, "Has that pastor told you anything?" She said, "No." I said, "Go and tell the pastor that we should talk." She just said, "Pastor, I feel we should talk." Pastor said, "About what?" No. "I think your relationship, go. We're praying for you. Everything will be okay." 1 week later, the pastor verse. And he went and told her, "It has been my heart. It has been deemed me one kind. Blah, 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 blah. Kiniko. And he just opened it. Wah! She was shocked. Then she came back. I said, "Why are you shocked?" "See, he told me he likes me. He never told me all these years." I said, "Because he's a good person. Pastor supporting pastor. He's a good person. It's not like all those fake people that will just... You know, there are some people that will see you the first day and will say, 'I love you.' Have you seen people like that? Just on Facebook chat, 'Oh, Kai, I like you very well.' Oh, one day. And you know, the funniest part of it is that some ladies will believe, 'Wow. Do not describe you. You are like flower that is flying like this.' Say, 'There, Jesus. Nobody has ever described me like this.'" And to cut the long story short, when she came back, she said the other one cried and she thinks. So I said, "What is the problem?" She said, "This pastor cannot be romantic." Follow me. Try to explain that fornication stupidity. She said, "The pastor cannot be, he doesn't look romantic, he doesn't talk romantic, he looks fearful." I said, "What do you mean by fearful? He doesn't talk, he's even telling me he likes me, he's scared, he's not coming close to me." I said, "What do you mean by coming close to you? Somebody telling you, he should come and stay close to you and say, 'I like you.' Something that is even scared that you tell him he know and his faith will crash. Do you know what it means for a man of God, a young boy pushing God, to stand up and tell a lady, 'I like you'? Two things are involved. You may end his ministry. Because the moment you say no, he can't even preach again when he sees you in the congregation. He's preaching and he sees you, he says, 'Jesus Christ, see where I messed up.'" And so I told her, I said, "Go back and pray. But I feel that the pastor is the one." Did I say anything bad? No. I said, "Go back and pray. But I know that guy is not connected to you. He needs to be born again. But the pastor has 80% probability to be the one. Go and pray. The problem was, he was not romantic. That's her problem. And her definition of romantic is, she wants somebody to hold her neck, play with her, look at her eyes. Those are rough play. Listen, people of God, I'm being very serious. Even if I'm joking. There was one time, I had these people close to me, a clique of people, and one time, I saw them playing in a certain way. Hallelujah to Jesus. Why they were playing? And I jokingly said, this play is not godly. So when I said, "Is our pastor, your own is too much." They were just playing normal play. He would hit her like this, he would hit you, give me my Bible, give me my book, you know. And I said, "It's too serious." I said, no, pastor, haba. So, because I was not comfortable, I left the place. I just went to pray. It's not like single life was paining me. I just went to stay with the word of God. And people of God, not more than 1 week later. How many weeks did I say? 1 week later. They needed to see me. And when they came, the lady is what? Pregnant. I'm not trying to mock. Follow me carefully. I remember as I joked and said, listen, that's not how it ended. Somehow, I don't know how they did it. They said the lady miscarried, blah, blah, blah. Well, I don't know. I don't like to doubt people. Miscarried, blah, 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 blah. But if it's like that, that's what you said. I don't care. I don't want to doubt you. I don't like doubting people. They said the thing did not work out. The baby removed, blah, blah, blah. It's a miscarriage. I said, okay. They continued. And one time, we're working with this young man. And he said, pastor, excuse me. I said, okay. He now went back. The lady was staying in a certain place. He went back. As he was going back, I was seeing everything in the spirit. And I saw him kissing the lady in my spirit. So when he came back, I said, what happened there? He said, no, I just went to tell her something. I forgot. I said, you kissed her. I just saw it. He said, man of God, I cannot do that. I said, you did it. He said, man of God, Kai, I'm sorry. I said, tell God you are sorry. You made a mistake the first time. And now you are about to make another mistake. And listen, whenever you behave like that, you are opening the gate of hell to your relationship. Are you listening to me? A man that cannot wait on God for the right time, if God says wait and he cannot wait, that man cannot be trusted. If God cannot trust him, don't trust that man. It's a normal thing. Any man that cannot wait when God says wait. When you get married to that man, your mind should, don't think he loves you, that is why you are doing all those rubbish. He doesn't have fear of God. If he has fear of God, he will hold himself till the time for marriage. But if he cannot, believe me, it can happen in marriage. The same thing that happened before marriage. Because he was not faithful to God. Why do you think he should be faithful to you? Are you listening to me, people of God? Very important. So fornication is what fornication is. And this generation, civilization should not confuse you, people. It should not confuse you. Because of the movies we watch, we see the white guys. We think the white guys are the standard of life. They are not the standard of life. The word of God is the standard of life. Are you listening to me, people of God? The word of God. See, who told you that because of your dark skin you are cursed? No! I don't have a problem with a white guy knowing better than me and teaching me. I have no problem with that. But if he's wrong, he's wrong. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. If he's right, I'm right. That's why I love Donald Trump. Even if he's white. If he says gayism is bad, I don't care if a black man says it's not bad. According to God's word, gayism is what? Bad. We don't care who said it. Said the truth or not. We follow the truth. Because the Bible says nothing can be done against but for the truth. If we don't stick with God's word, we will not be proud of our generation 5 to 10 years from now. I was watching something this morning coincidentally, and somebody was complaining that they are giving more rights to all these LGBT guys. More rights. I mean, you have children now. They say at 18 is the point where you can open an account in the bank. Is it 18 or 15 years? 18, right? But from 10, 5, 7, they are allowing children to choose their gender. Are they no fools? If you can make a decision about your life at age 10, Why should you not have a bank account at age 10? Are you seeing how the devil is very confused? And it is happening. I mean, it has happened in one of the so-called, in quotes, civilized nations of the world, the US. It has happened. That's what they are practicing today. And little by little, we are buying it into our country. Somehow, if you look at Africa today, you will see NGOs that for LGBT. People are working there, receiving millions and hundreds of thousands as salary. And because of poverty, some people don't have an option. There are some people, they love God, but they tell them your salary is 1 million. We are not forcing you to be part of it. Just work for us. They will accept the job. Some will tell you, I will accept it for 3 months before I stop. But you accept 1 million for 3 months, you want to stop. The devil now asks you, you did not join them now. So you are supporting the system and you are still moving. That is why poverty is a curse. Are you getting what I'm trying to explain to you? God wants his people to be very rich and super rich. Say, I'm super rich. Don't think lack. To seek first the kingdom is not to be behind in life. Never. Is it when you seek first the kingdom, every other good thing shall be added unto you. Meaning that as you are seeking the kingdom, expect good things. We are not saying seek them. We are saying what? Expect them. Do you people get what I just said? You are not seeking. You are what? Expecting. There are two different things. Have a mindset. Create capacities for them. You can't be seeking kingdom and be thinking small. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because you are expectant of good things. Not bad things. Good things there in code can mean big things. Are you listening to me? Glory to God forevermore. So some of these are your civilization. Don't allow skin color deceive us or give us this low self-esteem. Imbibe within us low self-esteem. God's word is our standard. The Bible says, be not conformed to the systems of the world, but be what? Transformed by the renewal of your minds. Transformed by the renewal. Meaning some things they will bring to us are false. And we should make sure that they are sustained or keep on standing as what? False. Are you listening to me? Very important. Yeah, sometimes we watch in movies. We should not practice them. Never practice them. Glory to God forevermore. We need to really rise up, people of God. As Christians, I told you one time, we have an agenda. Christianity is more than a religion. It's an agenda. Are you listening to me? I showed you from scripture. It's an agenda. He said, pray that my kingdom come. My will be done where? As it is done where? It's an agenda. We are coming here. We are on earth to infiltrate the earth with the kingdom and the culture of, with the culture of heaven. That's what the kingdom means. Christianity is a call to the kingdom. It's a kingdom call. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of my Father, which is preaching the kingdom to other cities. He said, for this purpose, I have been sent. Raising a people that can cause heaven to find expression upon the face of the earth. That's kingdom. Meanwhile, Satan wants to negate that plan through sin. That's why the Bible says all form of unrighteousness and sin cannot inherit the kingdom. They cannot inherit the kingdom. They cannot inherit the kingdom. So it's not about will you make heaven or not. Listen, it's about bringing the kingdom here. In sin, you cannot inherit the kingdom. There's a useless gospel saying whatever you do in the flesh does not matter. It's an anti-Christ kingdom. It's an anti-kingdom message. It's a message from hell against the kingdom. Because the Bible says, all form of unrighteousness cannot inherit the kingdom of God. He said, in a great house are many, some to honor, some unto dishonor. He said, if a man purges himself of the latter, he becomes what? A vessel profitable for the master's use. So you see, God loves everybody, but he cannot use everybody. The goal is not that we are standing on the earth and we say, God love us, God love us. He wants to use the people he loves. He wants to be able to use us. Christianity has been reduced to mundane things. People living to have cars in the future, thinking that's all about all to what God did for them on the earth. No! It's bigger than that. God didn't come to this world for you to have a nice car, a nice family, a big house. That's not the purpose why he came here. He came to the earth to infiltrate the earth with the culture of heaven. As it is in heaven, so will he be upon the face of the earth? Now, it's not against you having things, but not at the mercy of the kingdom's mindset. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Or his kingdom plan or kingdom agenda, not at the mercy of it. In fact, he wants you to have these resources to actually push his kingdom. If you are kingdom minded, he's excited when you have resources, because he knows you channel it to what? The kingdom alone. So your qualification for resources according to God is that he looks into your mind and he sees kingdom first. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? There are some people that don't pray the way you pray, but they have money more than you have, because God has looked at their heart. The predominant thing in their heart is kingdom. I was telling somebody one time, one business woman, I said, there are a lot of ways you become rich. There's a lot of ways your business can move. There is one you are not seeing. Let me explain it to you. I said, serve God very well. Serve him with your heart. We are not saying 7 days in the week be in church. That's not what we are saying. But find something to do for God and do it well. I told her, you'd be shocked. She came back with a testimony, of course. Sometimes you do all the ads, adverts and everything, yet you have not done, adhere to the system that will channel God's hand upon your business. Nothing is happening. There are some people that can do more advert than you. Hope you know that. There are people that have better product than you. Yeah, you are growing. So there are people that have better product than you. Hope you know that. It may even be cheaper than your own. Hope you know that. What then can cause you to be at the top if it's not God? We have seen how that people useless their lives. Satan has caused a lot of people to useless their lives in the name of fame, in the name of getting at the top. One time I was talking with my friend, we're analyzing some things that happen in the industries in Nigeria, the music and the movie industries, and he was telling me some things he found out through a friend that wanted to become a movie star, an actor, and a lady that wanted to become an actor. The set of protocols. For the lady, they told her the number of people she's going to sleep with. For the man too, they told him the number, my goodness, of people he was going to sleep with, including men. I'm not trying to frame my words. I'm telling you the way I heard it. Including men. He's going to sleep with both women and men. That has to do with your acting. What is that? Is there a connection? Huh? There's no connection. But because of the devil is involved in that system, you have to pass through that useless protocol. You know, some people are asking, what is with business? Go and work hard. Oh, you will not understand. You will not understand. You think we are fools. You have two options: to press in God or to adhere to the devil's how do I put it now? The devil's conditions. To press in God or to adhere to the devil's condition. There are some people, I remember this lady in BSU many years ago. Won Miss BSU. Won it. Go to collect her car. The man told her she has to sleep with two men. Came to me crying. And I said to her, young woman, two options. Leave the car. We'll be praying. If God calls you to collect it, fine. But for now, leave the car. And the second option, I'm sure you don't want to hear it. She said, Pastor, I cannot do that. I cannot. I said, no problem. Then leave it. We'll be praying. God will come in some sort of. The next week, I saw her with the car. No communication. When she sees me, she drives. Wind up. Only me knew. Couldn't let it out to anybody. I said, there, Jesus, she has messed up. Her life changed. You know, there's a way you can look at somebody physically and know that the person is useless spiritually. Her life has been corrupt. Anytime we are writing, she just comes. There's a way I just see the demons in her. Everything, they've altered her life. I would just be shaking my head. She doesn't want to even talk. When I saw her with the car, I messaged her. I said, they gave you the car? No reply. She doesn't want me to talk to her and affect her conscience. I remember one, She met me. She did a theater art. So she had this, I think it was even in Lafia, Nasarawa. They had this contract where they will do some interview and now be employed to act certain movies, something like that. So they went for the interview and she passed. She was supposed to act the movie and they now told her the number of people she would sleep with. And she messaged me. Crying. I said to her, don't act it. I'm so excited. She listened to me. That's how she left. She said she's not following that career again. She started doing business. She's a business person now. God is blessing her. I'm not saying everybody in that part now should run. That is why you must be fire. Tell somebody fire. Some people think this thing does not add up to civilization. How can I be here? I'm scattering my steels. Brother, there's no steels outside fire. True steels is within the parameters of fire. Are you listening to me? Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. You must be fireful. See, even if you have lip gloss, I'm not against lip gloss. I'm not against human hair or unhuman hair. But that is donkey hair. We don't have a problem with it in the kingdom. God does not hate it. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. Just that, do it with shalom, shalom. You know what I mean by shalom, shalom? Do it with the peace of God. That's the way we see it. We know, Kai, this woman does not have peace. We see green, yellow, white. We're like, no. She doesn't have peace. And when you hold her face, you can remove the marks. That's not. Paul even warned against that in scripture. But when you do it, just mild to cover those dark spots, you know, where pot hit your oil from the pot. If you cover those little, we now know that this is the real her before she cooked. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Before the problems of Nigeria came upon her, this is the real face she had. You know, that's not a problem. Because, you know, the Bible said your form was from the dust of the ground. And if your form was from the dust of the ground, everything that will make your form beautiful must be from the dust of the ground. The Lord give you understanding. Hallelujah to Jesus. So we don't have a problem with that. But pray in the Spirit. Stay with the Word. God has given us the kingdom. We will, through the kingdom, get any other thing we want to get upon the face of the earth. Through the kingdom. You know what the kingdom is? The authority of Jesus. Your place in Christ. Through it, you can get anything in this world. Joshua 1:8. Do not allow the word of God depart from your heart and your mouth. Meditate upon it day and night. What is meditation? Your mouth. It must involve your mouth, your heart. Is it in doing meditation, you cause your path to be what? You will cause it. He said, then you shall have good success. Meaning, when you understand your place in Christ, you can cause things to happen. You know, some people are waiting for God to come and tell their business to move. With the kingdom, you can cause your business to move. The kingdom gives you so much confidence. It removes fear from you. That anything you want to do, you know it works. You just know it will work. As I'm talking now, you just see the Lord giving you several visions. Some seated there. You while hearing this message, the next thing you just see, you know, have you ever left service and you just had a better idea to your business? We're not talking about your business. As you were adhering to God's word, suddenly He just gave you an idea. You can do it. You go back home, you just employ that idea, and suddenly there's a move. You know, some people don't believe in themselves so much. They don't even pick ideas from the Spirit. They don't believe God can give them an idea that will change their lives. Because they think they are like everybody upon the face of the earth. For some, God has given them more than 100 ideas. They have not executed even one. Because they are not even sure it is God that spoke to them. It's dangerous. Because you may remain like this forever if you don't execute that idea God put in your heart. It is only men with ideas that rule this world. Even the blessing of tithing is tied to an idea. He said, when you tithe, I'll open the window. You know, the Bible said the expectation of the righteous cannot be cut short. The problem is this. Wrong ideologies can give you wrong expectations. Listen carefully. Many people's expectation about the blessing of tithing is wrong. That's why the blessing of tithing is not coming to them. God never said that tithing is like bet. You bet with 100 naira, you can win 5,000. No, that's not the blessing of tithing. It's not Niger bet, 2-odd, 5-odd, whatever odd. Are you listening to me? He said, when you tithe, I'll open the windows of heaven and bless you with such a blessing that your household cannot contain. If, for instance, you give 100 naira and God gives you 5,000, I mean, you feel God gave you 5,000 or you were expecting 5,000, can your pocket contain that? Yes. That's not a blessing of tithing. He said, your whole household, your whole family people, meaning you have so much that you have to give to others. That's a blessing of tithing. Remember, it will come through a window. He said, I will open the window. You don't walk through a window. You see through a window. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? Meaning God will give you an idea. We that are tithers, you expect ideas in our spirit every day, from our soul every day. Expect ideas. God speaks to us for that business to go to the next level through ideas. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. And I always say, you don't tithe to be blessed. You tithe because you have been blessed. Very important. You are just acknowledging that, Lord, I know that you've blessed me. That is why I'm giving. I'm not giving for you to bless me right now. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. Glory to God forevermore. Are you getting blessed? So do not adhere to the civilization of this world, the wrong ones. I'm not saying that be against anything technology in this world. There are some things that are beautiful, who accept it. For instance, there are a major part of science is wonderful. Alright? Who accept them? You can't say because I'm a kingdom person, you go to the hospital, you fail and hit your chest, and they want to go and check your chest if it's okay. And when they take you there, they say, no, I refuse. These are the things of this world. You will die. Because it is a holy, they got everything you are seeing there from everything God has created in this world. So it's still God's wisdom in display. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? It's not their own wisdom. The reason why they were able to discover everything you are seeing, there's nothing in this world that we see as civilization or technology that is not gotten from everything in this world. Everything in this world is from this world. Every innovation in this world is from this world. So who is the source of every innovation in this world? God. Albert Einstein discovered it. Discovered some things. Isaac Newton discovered some things. If there was no something that would help their discovery, they would have not discovered anything. That's why Isaac Newton, or is it Albert Einstein, he said, a little science takes you away from God. He said, but much science brings you closer to God. Meaning, if you truly know science, you will come close to God. It will draw you close to God. But if you don't know science, you think there is no God. So you know the people that are very unwise now. They are the scientists that think there is no God. They don't know science. In fact, there's a part of physics that they say, let's just leave it like that. Because physics want to understand how everything works in this world. They want to understand why you did that thing and it moved like that. Why you did that thing. They now came to a point, they said, this one is spirit. This one is spirit now. Let's all solve. They don't stop. They hook in one point. They say, no, let's stop here. We cannot understand. What part of physics is that? Quantum physics. So this one is, we cannot, they just stop somewhere. Because their brain will burst. But when you wear the Holy Ghost, where they stop, you will start. Have you seen where doctors lie like Jesus Christ? You've not seen? I've seen. Many years ago, they called me to pray for a woman. She was demonic. It was a demonic affair. Let me put it like that. Demonic possession. They now called me to pray for her. Just before service on Saturday, we used to do our fellowship on Saturdays those days. They now called me in the morning. When I came there, before I came there, those days, I was not so knowledgeable, so I can pray for some people to take water. I can tell you, have a glass of water, I'll pray for it, and they drink, and God helps them. Now, as I grew up, I knew that I don't need to do all those things. So I told her to have a bottle of water and keep, I'm coming. So they bought a bottle of water and they kept. So So when I entered the place, I saw two doctors there. Chubby, one is chubby, one is tall. They are eating well. They are living large. And they told her to drink the bottle of water. She refused. My prophet said, I should not take it. The nurse said they should give her pure water. So she drank. And they choke her injection. And she was still more active. It's as if the injection made her more active. Then they say her BP, is it BP or whatsoever, was very high. So the doctors, out of fear, they just stood by the side and folded their hands. This is how they were looking at the woman. Until I entered the building. As I knocked, is it the prophet? She said, thank you, prophet, for coming. Thank you, prophet. She believed me so much. I said, where's the bottle of water? They brought it. I just looked at it. Libro Saba Zagadibra Nebasu Brambadibadagadia Bragadia Busaba. Drink. She drank it. As she drank it, I lift up your hands in the name of Jesus. Take! As I laid my hand, she just went to the bed. Boom. That's how she slept off. When she woke up, BP, normal. You know, I'm not saying this to mock doctors. Alright? Because anytime I say this, I feel like some doctors are not able to see it properly. There's a part of medicine, alright, that you cannot solve with injection. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? When a woman in Okpoga sits down in a shrine and throws something for a man in Maitama, hear me, oh. Because sometimes when you sit in AC, under AC in your office in Maitama, you think there's no spirit realm. She just throws the dart. Your picture appear in Calabash. She now see you on AC blowing you. She now do like this. You are just seated. Before you know, your neck starts swelling up. They will perform surgery. Oh. Even the doctors, when you start calling them, they'll be missing your call. They'll put your number in blacklist. Because this case now, the way they taught them medicine, they've done it. But case different. This one now, the case, your case is different. It's not on the positive side, it's in the negative side. At that point, even doctors, do you know doctors run away from people? I'm not lying, no. There's some kind of cases they will block your number, or they will tell their admin, if they come, please, I'm not around. I remember a man in NDA, he was a first class student, first degrees, then masters, first class. What kind of a man is that? PhD, first class. Whoosh. Guess how he died? They say when he died, they tried to check his body. They found out that his brain was as if they grinded it with mortar. It was like powder. Oh my God. We, the young apostolic prayer warriors that time, you know, when we heard the case, we're like, they killed it. We're just saying to ourselves, they killed this man. When I heard the story, he now validated him more. They killed one of my friends, Andrew, he said they bound his head in water. What? They just carry his brain and were pounding it. You know, if they say they will pound your brain, and some of you will be thinking, how? Will you come and beat me and remove my brain and pound it? Somebody will just carry coconut and put like this and imagine your brain and start hitting it. You know, they think when we say these things, there are some people that will be thinking, they Nigeria. Oh my God. Ah, you know, some people even tell us, they say, Nigeria claim to be very religious, but China, who don't worship God, are more rich. Because they think Christianity, the goal of Christianity is riches. The Bible said the worth of a man does not consist in the abundance of things that he accumulates. Our following Jesus is not for things, it's for him. This is how to reply them. Reply them with scriptures. Don't try to calculate. We are not following God for money. And guess what? We still have the money. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. That's how you think as a child of God. You think big. Think large. Don't think small. Be very fireful. Tell your neighbor, be very fireful. Don't joke with your life. I gave an instance last week Sunday. I said, imagine you are not praying, you are not fasting, you don't know God. You now went and date an Igala girl and leave her.
The one that grew in the village, not the one that grew in the city. That she knew, she know all the spot. Now, Igala people, I'm not trying to insult you. I'm going somewhere. Because a lady message on Facebook, I wish nobody would say I'm insulting them. I'm trying to explain something. I saw a lady on Facebook. Are you Igala? Okay, you are Igala. Yeah, because the way you look at me, my mind caught. That's why I suspected. I don't, I'm not, is that, it's not the way you think it is. Please hear the explanation why I said it. A lady on Facebook said something one time. I saw the video. She said, my brother left me. I just pity him. Oh, in my village as an Igala girl, I can use 50 naira and kill him. I say, hey, 50 naira. That day I now said, Igala girls, please, let's be careful. If I know any of my sons that want to marry Igala girl, I will say, don't break a heart. Oh, it takes only 50 naira. Now imagine somebody that is not following God, is not serious with God, now went and did somebody like that. He now cheat on her and break her heart. She now carry 15 naira and start moving. You know, there are some people, they don't do the things of God. They'll just be dressing fine, be doing pink leaves and be cheating on women. May God not cause you to cheat on that kind of a lady. Because that's your end. Some will cry, some will not cry. You cheat on the lady, she will not cry, she just eats. And tell you, you will see. Now imagine you don't have a secret place. Is that not your debt? Meaning it's not every young man you see that dead that you will be saying, thinking is some of them know why they are dead in heaven or in hell now. They know why. When they get there, they will just realize who killed them. Stop misbehaving. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say? Stop misbehaving. Some of you, the reason why your businesses are not working as young men, you have tried. They say they have, there's somebody that can say, I have near success syndrome. Now, listen, you were from secondary school to university days, any lady you see, you want to have your way with her, you don't know who is who. And you don't know Christ. Because if you know Christ, you cannot behave like that. And you are just getting some people, you don't know what altar they used to have in their village. Hope you know there's altar outside Christ. Oh, you see, okay, now I've taught you new creation reality. You don't know that these things exist outside Christ, right? It's within Christ that there's no altars for us, so. But outside Christ, there's altars for the world, though. The Bible said the devil who works in the sons of disobedience is at work in their lives. Some of them have altars, so. You go and meet a lady, their father have covenanted her to a deity. She does not even know. She's living her life doing shakara. You now go and meet her. They have given the children as collateral for something he wanted years ago. And anybody connected to them enters within the agreement. So the deity, the man did it with his just watching. He's looking for muscles. And you now went and scoped the person. The deity is just laughing in the spirit. You have a way, they now welcome you. Then you want to succeed. Where? You are almost going to hit it. The deity just caught it. Whoa! It just pushed you. That's in the demonic side. There are some. Why they are not succeeding? You can quote me anywhere. Why they are not succeeding? They're on Facebook insulting pastors. You say, who are they? Men of God. Am I a woman of God? Have you heard people talk like that? They are saying they are men of God. Who is a woman of God? We are all one in the sight of God. Oh my God. We are not saying you are small. That is why if you observe, it is pastors that fear and respect pastors. People don't respect pastors like pastors respect pastors. Because we understand it very well. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. It's a law. It's a what? David wanted to kill, King Saul wanted to kill David. Did David kill him when he had the opportunity? Why? The Lord had anointed King what? Saul. That's somebody that's not even behaving well. He wants to kill David. David caught his shirt, went afar, and said, see your shirt, oh, I had the opportunity to kill you, but I will not kill you because you are the Lord's anointed. The man still stood up and said, get David for me. Then one of his boys, the boys of David, one day had the opportunity and now killed King Saul, and Anan came to David, I have killed your enemy today. What did David say? He said, your mouth has testified against your life today. That's the problem with so many people today. Their mouth has testified against their life. Their mouth. You may go and think, be like, go and mock us on Facebook. Go and insult us. See, I even like when people insult me now. It's sweet. You know, when you are growing up, if they insult you, you cry as a young pastor. But when you grow up, go and check one of my videos. There's one of my videos they posted for me. If you see the insult, oh my God. When I started baffling with the insult. Because I said that if you're a man of God, if a young man is not baptized in the Holy Ghost and knows his place in Christ, he should not be married to. If you see how people started insulting. See, so if I don't pray in the spirit, I should not marry. Hey! Then call my father a bastard. Come on. No, that's not what we're trying to say. A lot of them were pained because, you know, church ladies can be very fine and they know they will not have church ladies. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You don't understand what I'm trying to say, right? That's where it's paining them from. And one time somebody met me and they said, Pastor, they say you don't allow people to marry from your church. I said, I don't understand what they are trying to say. He said, we observe that people are saying, him too is saying, the people are saying that you cannot marry a girl in Glory Carriers ministry except you are in Glory Carriers ministry. I said, no, I did not say it like that exactly. But if you say so. Somebody met me one time. He comes to church on Tuesdays. They are stopped now. He met me. He said, sir, can you imagine? You know, because we greeted and, you know, I can laugh and greet and welcome people a lot. And I always do that. So welcoming and excited to see him and encourage him to be coming to church. And he said, sir, Kai, the way you are nice and so free with me that doesn't pray in tongues. I said, no, you don't need to pray in tongues before I'm nice with you. How? What kind of? He said, well, sir, but some of your people is like they are getting you wrong. I said, how? He said, can you imagine a lady in your church that wanted to marry? I looked at him first. He wanted to marry. I said, okay. He now said he wanted to get married to this lady, and she said if he doesn't pray in tongues, they cannot do anything. Oh, so the lady rejected him, discriminated him because he doesn't pray in tongues. Sir, but you are different. I said, pitying him. He said, I'm different. So I said to him, firstly, I think she said it wrongly. The condition is not pray in tongues. That's wrong. Nobody said, if you don't pray in tongues, you know, no. Nobody ever said such a thing. Now, listen, not everybody that prays in tongues knows Jesus. Some people that pray in tongues, they don't know Jesus. They're just clanging cymbals. The Bible said that in 1 Corinthians 13. But everybody that truly knows Jesus prays in tongues. Listen carefully. There are two different things. So, a man should not be married to because he prays in tongues. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? But anybody that really knows Jesus will accept everything Jesus has given him. You can't say that because I want to be like Christ, then I'll neglect some things. You can't neglect some things. Accept everything. If God wants you to pray in the Spirit, why don't you want to pray in the Spirit? He that said you should pray in the Spirit, he knows why he wants you to pray in the Spirit. I mean, there's something you will lack when you don't pray in the Spirit. I don't know that you guys are getting what I'm trying to say. He said, pray in the Spirit. Why are you arguing praying in the Spirit? Somebody now said, but Jesus did not pray in the Spirit. Literally speaking, is Jesus your mate? Number one. Everything we are doing, are you listening to me? In the church, is to get to the height of Christ. Praying in tongues inclusive. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So praying in tongues is a means to an end. The end is Christ Jesus. That's why he didn't pray in the Spirit. Because he is the supernatural realm itself. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? Glory to God forevermore. The Bible says when we pray in tongues, we edify ourselves. We edify. So you mean that Jesus, as he's praying in tongues now, he will be edifying himself to where? Why is he edifying himself to? So God is not foolish to give us the ability to pray in the Spirit. Paul is not foolish to emphasize it. You see what I was speaking about life. You cannot handle life. Look at the things happening in this world. You don't need small power. You need intensified power. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He said, when you pray in the Spirit, you rise as an edifice. Energy is created. So Some of these people insulting the Christendom, if you know the nonsense they do, I've been exposing some little things to you. If you know the nonsense some of these guys do, you will not join them to insult pastors. Some of them are traditional worshippers. Some of them, they have idols they worship. That's why they want you to neglect your faith. You think all of these people you see there, they worship Jesus? There's a stupid statement I saw somewhere online. A man, is it Daddy Freeze or whatsoever they call him, insulting a man of God that had a crusade recently in UK, with a lot of people there, filled the stadium. It was insulting. That was unnecessary, that was useless. And I thought about something. I remember I saw where they were praising Davido that he won something on Facebook. He covered a stadium of, it's not more up to a stadium, but he covered a place and filled it. They were not celebrating that Nigeria have an achievement. That Bonner Boy covered a certain auditorium, and they were excited that Nigeria achieved something. What did we achieve? That somebody is singing about a woman's body and speaking about immorality, cocaine, rubbish things, and people are gathered dancing is an achievement. Dear Jesus, is an achievement. It's an achievement for them, not for us. That's not an achievement. Are you listening to me? Why are you scared? This is something you should be bold about. That's rubbish. See, don't be quiet about your faith. We're not fighting, but don't be quiet about your faith. Don't allow these people to talk down Christianity. Else, there'll be nothing to do for your children. You will not find Christianity for your children. Stand for the faith today. Stand for it. They are saying jargons. And I said, such a loser. Such a loser. It is people that are the fans that will follow such a person. Let me tell you, most of those guys, their fans are people that don't want to give money in church. They are their fans. They are his fans. Because greed is in their heart. Let, in all honesty, what is tithe? Tithe is 100 naira inside 1,000. Why should somebody have a problem with tithe? Okay, take back your 100 naira. Go and blow with 1,000. You have 1 million. You give God 100,000. You now say the reason why you are not making it is because you gave God 100,000. Okay, take back your 100,000. You now have 1 million. Go and become better. It's the devil. Sometimes when you settle down and think, you see how Satan makes us to look so stupid. Meanwhile, such people, if you go to their shows, go and see how much they spend. Not to have, is their shows making any life better? Have you seen where somebody went to Davido's show and made a first class degree? I'm looking for logical, physical testimonies now. I want to thank God for Davido's show last week. When I went there, it brightened my mind, and I came back with a second class upper. Nobody that goes to that show a day to his exam will ever pass. You must fail. Because it will cause you to think stupid things, drink stupid things, say things stupid. You forget what you read. There is no way you can sit here and go and write an exam tomorrow and not pass it. Because we are causing your mind to think straight. There's no way. It will boost your faith and confidence. Most of them did not go to school. Talk less of finish school. Now, I'm not trying to mock that aspect, but let's try to see where there's more impact. We're not trying to insult them. God loves them. Let's look at where there's more impact. And somebody will tell me that Davido deserves a private jet more than Pastor Chris Oyakhilome. Or Ronaldo, what is their impact? Ronaldo plays football. And we are shouting, Ronaldo, when he buys a private jet, we say, wow, this guy is blessed. Then when Pastor Chris buys, he's church tight. Who deserves it more? Who did this generation this kind of thing? There sometimes we hear these things, our heart is even paining us. There's a day I was reading comment, I had to hold my heart. I said, Jesus Christ, what is happening? How the devil can blind an entire generation? Because nobody is talking. We're keeping quiet. People of God, it's time to rise up. Are you listening to me? The church is not a poor arena. No! Some people are trying to paint it to your face that pastors should be poor, church should be poor, following Jesus should be poor, is a big lie. The earth is the Lord's. It's fullness thereof. The world and did that. When God told us, go into the world and preach the gospel to all nations, you think it doesn't mean he's not trying to say or implying that we should have private jets? How do you go to the whole nations of the world? He didn't say some, he said the whole nations of the world. Alright, take a car. Take a car to Jamaica. And the Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Meaning that he leads us by the Spirit. He cannot be leading us by the Spirit and Arik Airlines will tell us there is no flight to catch up. Meaning God is trying to tell us that get your own jets. So that when I say go, you go. It's time to wake up. See, we will not just have private jets as pastors. We will have parking space for members. Expect it. Because when you seek first the kingdom, every other good thing will be what? Added to us. We are rising. I believe, I heard it from a man of God, I think Kenneth Hagin. He spoke about the last move of prosperity. You know, some people always say he spoke about the Potter's Church. That is book, the last book he wrote, Made Us Touch. He also prophesied about the coming prosperity in the last days. He's prophesied about it. That we hit the church. I am expectant of that day. And I want you to be expectant of that day. It's coming. I mean, we're talking about a time that we'll be calling people from different sectors of the world who are in charge. Above only, not beneath. Want to rise one day and say, hey, get us Wane in fashion. And she rules fashion. And the whole nations. She's number one. We want to come to that point. And she's an ardent believer. Well, we can close the fashion this thing and say, we're praying 3 hours today. No selling, no buying. 3 hours. We'll change the world. It's an agenda. Where I can call people from the ICT. I don't get me, Nathaniel. And we hear he has to catch three. He is going to Johannesburg and Germany and Italy. He has 3 meetings with world rulers to talk about how that ICT is supposed to affect the next generation. That's what we're talking about. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Different sectors. So when we are done preaching, if you really understand kingdom, when we are done preaching, you have an exam. You will read. We call it Jacolo. Jag onto you, Colo. You want the first class for the kingdom. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? We want it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Why is it that you are always talking about your business like a mad person? We are done with service. We go and eat and rest. And study what restudy what you've heard. Then in the night, people are watching movies. You carry your own book or iPad open and start learning about your business like a mad person. They are wondering why. You know, it's an act of faith. Faith without work is dead. The reason you are preparing and learning, making more research, is because you know that that business is supposed to become bigger than this. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Somebody that is saying that God make me the best surgeon in the world for the kingdom, then we'll now go to his house in the evening, he's watching a series of movies. Series, season 1, season 2. He wants to become the number one surgeon in the whole world. I'm not saying movies, watching movies are wrong. It's wrong, but it's a time for everything. Why you should be reading, you are watching movie. You know, sometimes you can watch it to relax your brain. And other times it can become a distraction. You read. You read. Tell somebody, read. So that one day, God will achieve that dream through you. Say the best surgeon is a believer, tongue-speaking believer. Never lost any case. Say, what do you mean? They say, any case you bring to that hospital, we have never had a case of death. Say, what? It's not possible. Say, it's true. The guy, the last one we thought the lady was dead, he now told all of us to go outside. We now heard kapaku kapa. And he now said, you can come in, she's awake. I heard a case of Benihim. I think it was Donnie McLaughlin that was saying it. That some doctor said the sibling or cousin or uncle of Donnie McLaughlin was dead. And it was a heart operation. And when they declared the person dead, he now called Pastor Benihin. And Pastor Benihin told him, he said, tell the doctors to put the heart back. Remove it, put it, let them press the chest. He said, sir, they've done everything. He said, give them the phone, let me talk to them. He said, go back, remove it, put it back, press the chest. I'm trying to say it the way I can remember. They went back, did what he said, press the chest, the person sneezed. Oh. This can only be God. This is not a joke. It is a true life story. I remember I was reading a book by, I can't remember this God General's name, but I remember the story that the doctor was, they were performing a surgery, and the young lady, very young lady, she died. So they were trying to just, you know, they don't talk when the lady, somebody is dead, they just know his person is dead, and they are trying to arrange themselves and go away. And while the doctor was going, God spoke to him. He said, go back and bring her back to life. The question is, can God not bring that lady back to life by himself? Have you ever wondered that kind of question? Why would God not say, go back to life? But he has set an algorithm, a procedure, a system on the earth. Listen, he said, man, take dominion on the earth. Meaning God will only show his power through man. He can do exceedingly, abundantly, according to his word, power. Where is that power? He needs a man to stand as a mediator. He said, I sought for a man that will stand in the gap. So he said, go back. I want to bring the woman back to life. The girl back to life. That's what God told him. He went back and he spoke words into the lady's life. She jacked back to life. This is what we're talking about, kingdom. Now, let me explain what this means in our life today. Because these things look like fiction. This is what I mean. Your mom now probably is sick. Having a cancer case, a diabetes case or whatever. And the doctors are sounding as if there's no hope. Listen to me, people of God. There's a post I made 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Facebook reminded me. Okay, I remember now. About Peter at the gate, beautiful. Peter said, silver or gold, I am not carrying now cash. And there was no ATM, so he couldn't go back home and carry it. He said, silver or gold, I have not, I don't have right now. He said, but such as I have, I give unto you. Rise up and walk. And now said that, if they say that they must perform a surgery for our siblings in India, and we don't have silver or gold, we should not cry. Such as we have. Tell somebody, have something. Such as we have. Now, they may say that the surgery will cost 9 million. Listen, people of God, you may put that account number on Facebook and people are sending 1,000. If it's this season, you will not even get anything. Even 100,000, you will not get. Sometimes I feel these people just want to open and start money with people's health condition. Not everybody in this world are nice or even family members. Somebody, one time I remember in this Makodi, I saw the lady advertising it. The guy's neck was getting big. He's a brother. I said, bring the person. I want to pray for the person. She did not answer. I said, okay, there's healing stream by Pastor Chris. I my friend works with Christ Embassy. I said, apply for it. She still did not answer. So we need money. We want to take him to India. I said, is this woman sick? Are you sick in your mind? And some of them is because of how they've robbed the face of men of God in the image of men of God in their hearts. They don't even believe there's a man of God again. I was sharing with my wife a testimony that happened recently. A brother met me. You know, sometimes it is the people's demand that put faith in us. They say, when you come to me, I was not even prepared for that case. You have pushed me to speak words. The guy came to me and said, his iPad, everything, they stole it in the class, blah, blah, blah. I was with my wife. I said, what's that, blah, blah, blah. He had so much faith that I believe you can speak a word now and see it and blah, blah, blah. I said, see it. I was just saying in my mind, how does he want me to see it? I said, well, the kind of faith is, I started speaking to him. I said, as I closed my eye, I literally started saying, I said, it's somebody very close to you that took it. And you will find it in the name of Jesus. 1 month, 1.5 months, he called. Sir, as you said it, we have seen it. It is somebody close to us that took it. I have just collected it. Miraculous. Miraculous. But you know, some people don't know that God has kept us here as an advantage. Make sure you take advantage of the blessing. That's why the Bible calls us gifts to the church. We may not have money to take somebody to China. Listen, people of God, I don't know what case your family have today. I'm talking from experience. My mother was in coma. I spoke once. She came out from coma. I've seen it several times. Death is not a good thing. Nobody wants to lose nobody. God has given us his kingdom. He said, through my kingdom, you will enjoy peace in the world, peace beyond understanding. Every other good thing, good health, family's health, will be given unto you. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? We are the blood on the doorpost of our family. I've said that several times. Listen, there's a way you will understand this kingdom and be charging God. You can't lose your child. You cannot. It's not pride. I'm speaking the reality of the kingdom. You cannot lose your child. I'm not speaking carnally devised fables. We can't talk like unbelievers. There's a difference between us and unbelievers. I can boldly tell you, I would not lose my child. Because I understand the secret place. Give me time. You will see a miracle. Daniel said, oh king, give us time. What did he do with the time? He didn't go and sit down. No, he went and prayed with the time and he came back with an answer. Gave the king a solution. It marveled everybody. He said, Daniel, you are now the ruler over different nations. And somebody is telling us God does not make people prosperous. Even academic success. Daniel did not get that answer immediately. When the problem came, he said, give us time. He went and prayed. When he came back and made a research, he saw the answer. God opened his mind. He saw the answer. Meaning when you are done praying and you carry that material and read again with another expectation, what you will see will blow your mind. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? You cannot know God and not know book. Because if the bounds of your understanding is like this, when you know God, it goes beyond, like it expands. The parameters of your, it goes beyond. Then the knowledge of book is like this. The knowledge of God is like this. It's not easy to know book. I have understanding more than my elders because the word of God is my meditation. Meaning as I was meditating on God's word, it was elongating the bounds of my understanding. Such that when I carried normal materials, I was like, there's more understanding than these things you people wrote. In fact, in the way they wrote it in KJV, he said, I have understanding more than my teachers. Because the word of God is my meditation. Do you understand me? It's an agenda. That is why Paul said, as good soldiers, do not get yourself entangled with civilian affairs. We are Christians. See, we can't be doing everything the world is doing. We can't follow every trend. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Go. We are not those kind of people. It is fire we are speaking. Are you going to get what I'm trying to say? Impact we are talking about. We are not trying to just do entertainment. No. For every song you see us raise is an agenda we are trying to embark on. Every song, every sound we make in the spirit. We are not following music because it's sweet. We are singing and following it because it's spirit and truth. Everything is worship to us. In our places of work, why we make certain decisions is because we see how it will advance the kingdom. My father told me how he had his last promotion. The last promotion before he retired. He wanted that last rank. And anytime he goes there, they use religion, in quotes, to disqualify him. If your name is not Hassan, I'm saying it literally. They should come and tell me if I'm lying. In the military, you will not get it. And the last time he went, before he went the final time and got it, he told us, he said, he in the exams, he was number one. When they were running, he ran, he was at the front, all the classmates was at the back. He said, him too, this is a mystery that he didn't get it. My dad told me my dad looks very young for his age. His mates have big stomachs, some of them are using crutches. He has fought several wars, he is still strong by God's grace. He is at the front. He said, all of them were at the back. He said, he went and sat down, was waiting for them to finish the race. The exams, he carried number one, yet he did not get promoted. He said the thing disturbed him. He even gave up on the last one. When he went for the last one, he gave up. But when he told me that he was going, I started praying. I will not forget. It was a mysterious event. So recently he told me how it happened. You know, I was the first person that told me that he got the promotion. Because they misunderstood his number for my number as the next of kin. They called me and he was telling me recently, he said, when they went there again, they told them they cannot get it. It was tribalism. It was religious. First 10 people, there was no Christian name there. So he gave up on it again. He said in his life he has never had any BP problem. But they told him his BP was high and disqualified him. So he was so worried. He was restless. In the morning, he said he just woke up. After he went to church and laid on the altar, he woke up and just felt like going to the hospital to go and check his BP. Because he didn't understand. He has never had high BP. And he feels okay. And when he went there, he entered the office where they would need to do the test. And one officer entered and started shouting, "I don't like what is happening in the military. I don't like what is happening here. They are favoring their people. See, if any of our people come here, favor them. Favor them." Then my father stood there because the man was his senior. He said, "What are you doing here, you?" He said, "Sir, it's the same case. They say my BP is high." He said, "What is your name?" He said, "Put his name. Pass him. Pass him." He has passed. That's how it happened. They just put his name without checking his BP. They passed him. He was the only one with that kind of name that got it. Listen, prayer works. Don't think things are coincidence. Say it was a coincidence. I was lucky. Listen, there's nothing like luck. There's nothing like what? Luck. We got to land. Somebody told me. He said, "Pastor, you people are lucky." I said, "We are not lucky. We are blessed." We are blessed. It's not luck. It's a blessing. Jesus said, the prophet prophesied, none of his bones will be broken. When the soldier stood before Jesus, the culture entails that when somebody dies in their culture, you break the bones and bury the person. That's culture. Who can talk against culture? Who can do beyond or below culture? Nobody. Culture is culture. But when it came to Jesus, the soldier looked at Jesus. He's dead. Now break his bone like you've broken the bone of the other two. He said, "No, I just feel like we should leave this guy bone." He didn't inquire from anybody. He left Jesus' bone. He felt that he was the one that favored Jesus. But it was written that none of his bones, it doesn't matter what is happening, there's something that has been said about our lives. We don't care what the present is trying to showcase. We don't care what the status quo is holding. God has said something about our life, and we've resounded it. It is written. Bible says he has said so that we may boldly say, forget about the nonsense happening now. It is what has been written and you have said that will happen. Son of man, what does thou think cares about this dry bone? This is God asking a prophet. Because God understands the algorithm that it will take a man in the world to cause things to happen. And the prophet looked at God and said, "Oh God of heaven, only thou knowest." The Bible said, God said, "Well, I understand where you are coming from." So God started writing in his heart. He said, "This is what I think about the dry bones." He wrote it for the guy. The prophet saw what God said. He did not stop there. What did he do? He started speaking. He resounded everything. And when God was done saying it, the dry bones did not come alive and started moving. But when he started saying what God has said to the dry bones, suddenly the dry bones started what? Moving and gathering themselves and living. Do you get what I'm trying to explain to you? It is not what God has said in the Bible that will work in your life. It is how you, when you take what God has said, put in your mouth, in your heart, and begin to speak it. That is when you start seeing what God has written become a manifestation. So a closed mouth indeed is a closed destiny. Victory is got a big mouth. Say amen. The Bible says, and death was swallowed up by victory. You must learn to speak God's word. Our mouth was not primarily created for eating food. It was primarily created for speaking God's word. He said, "I've created you in my image and likeness." What does God use his mouth to do? You cannot say eating, number one. Yes, he ate food while he came to the earth. But the number one purpose of God's mouth is not food. Words and creation. To create something with your mouth and to eat, which is most important? If you don't create, will you see the food to eat? It was his words that created the food we are even eating today. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain? Words are powerful than anything upon the face of the earth. Your mouth is for creation. Your mouth. If you read that same part of Ezekiel, do you know that the dry bones became dry bones because of the words of the people? Remember I taught you before. When they started complaining, Then suddenly, the dry bones there signifies a tough situation in their lives. It was their words. Read it. And God said, your words created this problem. Your words, again, will change the problem. What are you saying? What are you thinking? What are you thinking? Who are you? Who are you? Where is your conviction? Is it shattered? Is it cold? Let it come back alive again. Say, come back to your first love. Let the fire be reignited again. That fire you had that time, remember that fire. Where is it? It was the conviction that died. That's why the fire died. Listen, you are not unserious today because you just decided to be unserious. Somehow, the word of God, your conviction, is being watered down by situation. We're not moving according to the influences in the world based on the condition in the world. No. We move and we succeed by the wings of the Spirit. Just like Joseph in the Bible. I told you last Sunday, on Tuesday, things were tough. Joseph was still prosperous. The Bible said, because God was with him. With him. Do you understand what this means? It said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He calls me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me before the still water, sustain my soul. After saying the Lord is my shepherd, listen to this next part of scripture. Even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, can you imagine? Meaning the Lord can be your shepherd and you're walking through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm wondering, Lord, did you really lead me here? If you are the one that drew me to be following you, what am I doing in this kind of situation? But the psalmist said, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. He said, thy rod and thy staff, I catch that one so hot. In other words, when you find yourself, when the Lord is leading you around a valley of the shadow of death, your comfort is not crying. Your comfort is his rod and his staff, the scepter of authority. In the New Testament, it is the name of Jesus. Now, what do you do with the name of Jesus? You speak and command things to happen. Meaning, when you find yourself in tough situation, I'll use the name of Jesus to come out from that situation. Use it. Use your authority. We say, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Meaning, I may have not seen the answer yet, but I think so much of the authority I have. Then your authority becomes my comfort. The Bible says he has given us his word so that his joy. I just know that even if this thing is happening, this is not me. His rod and his staff, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is my guardian. Is my guidance. Is my help. The name of Jesus is my salvation. The Bible said, the Lord gave him a name above every other name. That at that name, every knee will bow and every tongue confess. Meaning, if you are that name, everybody listens to you from that name. That's our comfort. Suddenly, the Lord said, follow me. We're following the Lord. Suddenly, in a tough situation, valley of dry bones. And we're like, God, you say I should follow you. If you are the one that said, follow, I should, show me. And God is like, what do you think about this tribal? Then we'll read the Bible. We'll see what he thinks. In the name of Jesus, dry bones, rise again. That's how you come out from it. In other words, if you have a business and it's looking like he wants to crash, don't cry. Your comfort is not tears. Don't allow anybody to come. I hate that word. Hey, yeah. Run away from that rubbish. What should you do? Comfort yourself with his rod and his staff, his scepter of authority, the kingdom, the name of Jesus. Rise on the wings of that name and begin to speak to situation. Are you listening to me? Don't cry. Don't cry. Don't stop crying. You may even cry small, but don't stop there. Jesus heard that a very close person to him died, Lazarus. When he came late. You know, somebody asked me, why did Jesus come late? Why did Jesus take that thing for granted? I said, he didn't take it for granted. There were other needs he needed to. But he knew that even if he comes late, the name of Jesus cannot be late. When he came there, the Bible said, when he heard them and he saw them, he had compassion and he wept. Jesus wept. Maybe if Jesus stopped by weeping and said, rest in peace, we would have said, in fact, the kind of rest in peace would have preached in this generation. Libra handa basuba. But Jesus did not stop there. When he wept, the Bible says Jesus wept. Very short, the shortest part of scripture. Very short. Because God knows why it has to be short. Let the weeping be very short, not long. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in them. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Night and day, which one? The day. Jesus wept. When he wept, he didn't say, "It's well, Martha, let's go." He said, "Roll up the stone. Lazarus, come." This is a man that just cried, speaking like a lion. Lazarus! Now, I remember the words he said. He said, "Father, so that they will see your glory." He didn't stop at crying. Meaning, this thing is, I'm a child of God. This thing is happening. It may pain me. I'll cry a little bit. But I say, "God, you have said in your word that you want to show your glory through me. Libranda baka sobaya. It's time to show the glory." Jesus did not say, "God, show them your glory. Remove him there or let them see. Oh, my hand no day inside." God, show them your glory. He faced the tomb. Lazarus, come out alive. He said, "Roll up the stone." Faith, come out alive. Then what? Roll up the stone, because he was expecting it to happen. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? In other words, when we have prayed about the business, we'll go and create a bigger plan. Lord, increase my business. When you have prayed that prayer, go and roll up the stone. Go and do a better plan. Have bigger capacity, because you just told him to increase it. Were you expecting him to increase it? If he's going to increase it, then enlarge your capacity. Strengthen it so that he can accommodate the increase. I'm talking about the people that will rise from this place and go and scatter that small plan. After tonight's meeting, that plan will be too small. It is too small. You can't think about yourself that little. You carry the burden of the kingdom. You need a lot of resources to carry out this reality. To make it a reality. Listen, you are big. He said, "As far as your eyes can see." Oh, it's a blank check. As far as your eyes can see. There, Jesus, one of the words that hit my mind so much were the words of Benson in Ahusa of blessed memory, one of our fathers of faith in this nation. He said, "If your faith says yes, God cannot say no." Oh my God, those words hit me every day of my life. If your faith says yes, meaning you can just sit down in our house and say, "Lord, this is what my faith is saying." God will not say no. The woman with the issue of blood, she had an agreement with herself, not with God. If I can touch the hem of his garment. God did not write an agreement with her. She went and immediately she touched. What happened? The blood stopped flowing. She took something from God without God having an agreement with her. What made it a reality? Her faith. When Jesus turned, did he say, "Why did you do that rubbish? You did not tell me you want to take power." So somebody can take something from God without God being aware yet. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? What will cause you to take that thing without God being aware? Your faith. If your faith says yes, God cannot say no. He turned to her. He didn't say, "Bring back that power you took." What did he say? "Woman, your faith has made you whole." Tonight, it is your faith that will make you whole. The distance between you and your breakthrough is your faith. The Bible said the victory that has overcome the world is our faith. God has said it, but how we walk in victory, the means of manifestation, is not what he has said. It's our believing and speaking. Faith. If we have faith, we don't just stop at believing. We speak. You go back home, you are talking like a madman. Only you. Only you. You are not mad. Yes, you are not mad. Do you understand? I can predict my future 10 years now. Because I can pray. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. I'm willing to pay the price of prayer so I can pray. I can tell you how my life can be in 5 years. Because I'm willing to go and lie down somewhere and do labor kappa. They may think I'm mad, but I'm subscribing to a system that brings manifestation. It is prayer. "They that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide," not might, "shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." It is a must when we pray for a manifestation to happen. We don't joke with prayer. It's the way things happen. This is the way we run things in this kingdom. There's no way to pretend about it. I want you to try to look like you pray. Pray! I And what is the advantage for us to have knowledge? Prayer becomes very effective. The Bible said the effectual, heartfelt, continuous prayer of the righteous. It causes tremendous power, my God. Unbelievable power to be made available. Power is available when you pray. Why will I be scared of tomorrow when I can pray? Who told you I'm scared about this ministry? One day. I'm scared about the finances. One day I can pray. So I'm not scared. It is people that have accepted prayerlessness that are scared of tomorrow. I know that I'm facing this town yet. But listen, we're never going down. We're rising. By the sword. Why? We can pray. I tell you the truth, I can pray. And since I can pray, I will never go down. The same situation they are throwing at me, the same thing they are throwing at us, whatever is taking this nation down and ministries in this part of the world down cannot take us down. It will rather take us up. We're in the ark. Same flood, different manifestation. Problem in the nation, blah, blah, blah. Who the hell is Tinubu to make? He cannot be the one to determine my future. There is no way. I don't care who the president is. God is the Lord of the harvest. Listen, no disrespect. The situation of Nigeria can never determine our destinies. I'm not saying the government is doing well. And if you continue moving in the blame game, you will never walk in prosperity. I will never be there. We are not blaming anybody. Lord, we forget about the noise. What have you said about prosperity? What have you said about salvation? What have you said about this? We will read in the Bible. We will follow it. We will see manifestation. God did not say that if you pray and the country is bad, things will not be okay. No. He said they that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. He didn't say then when the country is bad, they will not abide. No. He said they that dwell shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. There's no condition there. It said they that wait upon the Lord, they shall be what? Like eagles. And I told you about eagles. When other birds are flying, a lot of time eagles are at the top of the mountain. They are changing their beak because they use their beak to change their feathers, which signifies strength for them. So if they don't change their beak, they cannot change their feathers. The first thing they do when the beak gets old, they go up there and they begin to change. They are hitting, trying to renew their strength. When the beak comes out, they start removing the old feathers. Other birds are flying, but they are not jealous. They know their place in the supernatural. When other birds are flying, eagles just rise up. And when they just take a flap, suddenly, I know the beauty of eagles. It's not necessarily because they are the ones that can fly farthest, but when the storm, when anything is happening in the clouds, they are most excited because it gives them the comfort to fly better. When other birds are looking for shelter to go and hide from rain, that's when eagles are excited. Wow, it's about to rain. Wow, the cloud is heavy. Blah, blah, blah. They are happy. Now the road can be more smooth. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Meaning when we wait upon the Lord and we step into this world, even if we are walking in the valley of the shadow of death, we are not scared. We are like eagles. The journey will be more smoother under this kind of thing, situation, than even normal situation. It's time to show your eagle nature. Pastor, things are tough. You are an eagle. You are like an eagle. Things are very... You are like an eagle. It's time to go back and change your beak. Hit it on the rock. The rock is Christ Jesus. Hit it. Change it. Let the word of God change your confession. Oh, glory to God. And when your words are changed, suddenly... Rebo kabaya. And how do you change the words? You begin to speak... I'm above only. Suddenly, new feathers, not beneath. The Lord is the light of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When men say there's a cloud, there's a lifting up for me. As you are talking, strength. Then you walk and not be weary. You run. There's strength. You find strength. You can now do better. You can now go higher. Are you hearing me? Lift your voice and pray in the spirit, somebody. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray. Pray. Pray, somebody, pray. Oh, rapakaba shaba baba baba baba. Lebranda kaba baba 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 ya.
Japakoto sepakataya. Lift your voice and pray. Lepakator sabada katana balabaya. Jakata salada baya. Rise as an edifice. Pray in the spirit. Rise as an edifice. Pastor, I'm going through a lot of temptation. It's time to rise. You are brighter in temptations. You are brighter in situations like this. Patoka talabaya taya. Somebody pray. Pray, somebody pray. If there's a man to pray, there is a God to answer. Japakonde palatai. Man's strength has a limitation. And Lord, we're aware. That is why we're employing the ministry of prayer. Lampakatalaba shaba baba. Zekaba. If your faith says yes, God cannot say no. Jakatala baba 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 ya. Lift your voice, somebody, and pray, pray, pray. Shabakata balata baba 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 ya. I will be still and not be weary, for your word is my solid foundation. I will cause the hand of the Lord is upon me. I will be still and not be weary, for your word is my solid foundation. I will run and I will faint, for your word is my soul. Yeah, I will be still, not be weary, for your word is my soul foundation. I will run, I will faint, for the hand of the Lord is upon me. I will lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Will I buy a bus and never buy a I will stand still, I'll be wept.
For your word is my solid foundation. I will run. I will faint. Shabababaya. Shabababababa. All I see is victory. I see glory. I see light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not scared of a tear. For the hand of the Lord upon me, all I see is glory. I see victory. I see light at the end of the tunnel. And not worry of a fear. For the hand of the Lord is upon me. Lord, tonight I take the responsibility of prayer. I take the responsibility of prayer. In La Paca Yatoya, Anaka, Alaka. Lord, we share the fire of prayer from our hearts. The grace for prayer. The fire of prayer. That's what we're praying about now, Lord. That fire for prayer, a paka shalataya, is stirred in my heart. It's stirred in my heart. Go ahead and alataka, lalaba, isanana, isagadaya da, erakataya, a paka, esana, ilatos, karadaba shania, ikasande, lopakata, randakatalaba, asalabayaka. Isanda balakonde ilebrekadia ka arapataka sanda baya atabalaka baba jetegedebele ka baba baba na 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 arababa Go ahead and pray, Linata, Esuna Namanataya, Imakata. To men we say nonsense. In the spirit we utter mysteries. Aya, rabaka ya ya ya, shanaba, alata, ayaka, 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 yanaba, lana na na na, anada bayala, shaya, rekela baba baba lataya. Sanda baka rida tabala tabaya shaka baba bala taya da bala toya under the hand of the Lord I am saved. Under the shadow of your wing. Woo! Under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. Seketele balakata balatakata baliyakatoya Manko basele yakaba. Pray somebody, pray. They that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Takabasomba, itakapatakatala batakataya. We are visiting old convictions tonight. That's one of the things the Holy Spirit wants us to do. That old conviction that you left, that old conviction that determined your fire, we are visiting it tonight. Somebody go to that conviction. Check that conviction. What has happened? What has happened? If God says it, it must come to pass. It doesn't matter if I was in a well, if I was sold for some shekels of silver. It doesn't matter if I'm in a prison. It doesn't matter if I stood for the right things and I was taken down because I stood for the right things like Joseph. I might be in the prison, but God said that seven stars will bow to me. There's a star and other stars, they will bow like Jacob. God's word must come to pass. It doesn't matter where I am. It doesn't matter what is happening. God's word is coming to pass. Lord, I go back to the dream you gave me. I am going back to that conviction. I am touching it again. That fire you created in my heart. Lord, I'm visiting that conviction again. Lishabakata, this is what you have said, Lord, and it shall come to pass. This is what you have said, Jesus, and I am not scared. I am not worried. It shall come to pass. Larabatakata labaya. I am not changing my confession. I am holding on to my confession of faith. I will not allow myself to be slipped. Oh, limpakabaya, by doubt, by fear. Lord, you have said it and I believe it. Lapakatalabashana. I don't care what is happening right now. What you have said about my life many years ago, I still believe it today. I still believe it today. I am not doubting. You said it, I believe it. You said it, Lord, and I believe it. You said it, Lord, and I believe it. You said it, Lord, and it is done. Shabakaba sonda kabaya. Hora katala balakabaya. Somebody pray, pray, pray. Pray. If there's a man to pray, there's a God to answer. Jabakala balakata. Labakala rabayakataba. Prayer may become a burden. It may start as a burden, but it ends as a delight. And prayer is the only way out. It is the only way out. It is the only way out. Men ought to pray, else they faint. Shata kabonda balata, likabala kabababara kabalata ya. Shaka bala kaba. Shabala kabaya. Father, we thank you for your fire. I sense it from the beginning that the Lord wants to see a fire in our heart tonight. You lift that song from the beginning, how it started, with so much fire, singing with fire. And after the song, we'll come out again and talk for a few minutes. Now lift your hands. As you can keep praying, just lift your hands.
Say this mountain can be moved. They say this chains will never be. For they don't know you like we do. There is power in your name. Thank you.
Lord, we thank you for your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can we just, in a few seconds before we sit down, tell the Lord we are grateful? Thank you for your word. Thank you for the outpour of your spirit. Thank you for so many ways you have touched us tonight. So many ways you have touched each and every one of us tonight. Go ahead and thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. From the depth of your heart, give him all the praise. Thank him. He the majesty. Na rekele, for the many things that you have done. Na rekele. His word is powerful. Shineke. Edema, he said, giving us the word is giving us everything. Narekele, oh narekele, for the many things that you have done, our lives are changed forever. Narekele. We'll sing this as we sit. Oh, thanks.
We give you thanks
for all. We are so glad.
We are so glad.
Souls have found rest.
Our souls have found rest.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Oh.
We give you thanks.
For in Jesus' gracious name we worship. Let's be seated. If you've been blessed, shout glory.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.